I'd like to welcome everybody to the Mesa City Council meeting for December the 4th. We excuse Councilmember Glover. Everyone else is present and accounted for. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation offered by Reverend David Rennick of the First United Methodist Church. Following the invocation, we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Ronan Nelson, who is the Senior Patrol Leader for Troop 10. So please rise and for the Pledge of Allegiance and for the invocation.
In the season of prayer. God of us all, we come before you in a time of excitement, of joy, and of seeking peace in this season that is before us of Advent and Christmas time. Be with us in all of our traditions that bind us together as a community, as faith areas. Be with our council tonight. Be over their agenda. Give them the wisdom and guidance as they lead our very wonderful city. Be with all those who are here tonight, for those at home, and for those in our midst as we experience this season and a birth in all of us. It is in all these things I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you again to Pastor Rennick and to Ronan for helping us get our meeting started. The first item on our agenda today is awards and recognitions, and I just want to acknowledge that we have in the audience today the Mayor's Youth Committee. This is a great group of juniors and seniors representing all of the high schools in the city of Mesa. They do a lot of great work throughout the year and flesh out some really good ideas and make presentations to the city council. And a lot of the ideas that they propose have been implemented by our city. So I just want to give a shout out to the Mayor's Youth Committee. They're a great group of young people. Thank you for being here. The next item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. So we invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Abate of Arizona Incorporated. One-day event, Tuesday, December 12th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Items 3B through 3E, act on liquor license applications for Fountain of the Sun Community Association. One-day events, Wednesday, January 24th, Monday, February 5th, Wednesday, February 28th, and Wednesday, March 28th, 560 South 80th Street. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Sprouts Farmers Market, 5918 East Longbow Parkway. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Moose and Bear, 118 East McKellops Road. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase replacement Osram metal halide HID light bulbs with Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal contract for recreational lighting maintenance services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on contract to ratify emergency purchase of a replacement breathing air compressor for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4D, act on one-year renewal contract for traffic signal meter pedestals for the materials and supply warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4E, act on one-year renewal contract for Econolite traffic signal controllers, video detection systems, and components for the Transportation Department. Item 4F, act on one-year term contract for water testing supplies for coliform bacteria and E. coli for the Water Resources Department. Item 4G, act on one-year term contract for analytical equipment components and related supplies for the Water Resources Department. Item 4H, act on stadium connector, shared use path improvement project. This project is funded by the 2012 Parks and Recreation Bond Program. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the city's towns, fire districts, and governmental jurisdictions in the Regional Metropolitan Phoenix Automatic Aid System to provide for automatic assistance for fires and other types of emergency incidents. Item 5B, Act on Resolution extinguishing a temporary public utilities and facilities easement located at 9740 East Hampton Avenue. The owner made the request to accommodate development of a multifamily residential complex. Item 5C, Act on Resolution adopting and approving updates to the City of Mesa financial policies and investment policy. Item 6A, Act on Resolution declaring that certain documents filed with the City Clerk and entitled City of Mesa Temporary Traffic Control Manual, First Edition, to be a public record and providing availability of the documents for public use and inspection. Item 6B, Introduction of Ordinance replacing the current Traffic Barricade Manual, which is a combination of the City of Phoenix's 2007 Traffic Barricade Manual and a 2011 Mesa Supplement with a Mesa-specific manual entitled City of Mesa Temporary Traffic Control Manual, First Edition. Item 6C, Introduction of Ordinance amending Title 10, Section 10, Temporary Traffic Control of the Mesa City Code, to rename the Traffic Barricade Manual to Temporary Traffic Control Manual. And Item 7A, Act on Ordinance regarding ZON 17-00158, the 3700 block of East McKellops Road, located east of Al Vista Drive on the south side of McKellops. Rezone and site plan review for development of 11-lot single residence subdivision. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. I see that Mr. Luna has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Freeman, for approval of the consent agenda. Please cast your votes. And the vote is unanimous with Councilmember Glover absent and excused. Ms. Mickelson, I forgot to ask if we had any blue cards. We did not. Okay, well then that vote stands. The next item on our agenda is items from Citizens Pleasant. Do we have any blue cards to speak under that agenda item either? Okay. That being the case, ladies and gentlemen, we had a mercifully short meeting tonight, but thank you for being here. Great to have a good contingent of Boy Scouts here, and again, the Mayor's Youth Committee. I think we're gonna spend some time with you after this meeting, so thank you for being here. But given that there is no further business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.